It's episode 147, and we've got plugins for athlete stats, bookings, Pinterest tools, social contact display, custom user order, and more. All coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here with everybody.
And we're here to give you some great fun with WordPress. But first off, we got a couple of little regular tips right off the top. You can get the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you got a moment, stop in at Stitcher Radio. If you're listening there especially, give us a review. Although it's funny, I haven't really found out where to put that review in Stitcher Review.
No, I haven't. I've reviewed... No.
I'm still hitting the thumbs up button in the corner, but I haven't found the actual review spot.
Give us a thumb at least.
Give us a thumbs up. And if you got a moment, stop in at the iTunes store and give us a review there. We would really appreciate that.
Yeah, and make sure you stop by the under renovation WordPress radio at WPR.FM. We're going all bot, John. We're going to, we're firing. No, we don't. We didn't have anybody, so we can't fire anybody. But I'm laying it off. I'm going all automation, just like regular radio. I found a pretty cool plugin that's going to help me bring in people's shows and post them to the site on a much more regular basis than I can handle them. I sort of felt like I Love Lucy with that episode where the chocolate keeps coming on the conveyor belt and they just keep going faster and faster and faster and they can't keep up and start eating it, putting it in their shirt and, you know.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the madness that I felt because it was so difficult to keep up with everybody's release cycle, you know. Yeah, it was almost a daily chore. So got some new stuff coming. Got an app that we're working on that I'm sure is going to turn into the primary listening platform for a lot of people. So check it out for now, though. WPR.FM.
Excellent. And, of course, a little reminder. Don't forget, we do make our living with WordPress. We are WordPress professionals. And you can get support from me on my website at wppro.ca/emergency. Or if you want to pick up the phone, give me a call, as many people have, you can call me at 818-850-7729.
And John, today I'm going to give a special announcement, and that is the start it's already out. The first episode of Industry Night, a new show that I'm working on at WP Tavern. It's just basically me talking to a plugin developer about what their vision is for the plugin, where they see it going, and what kind of use they think the community can get out of it. So pretty cool show. It's really intimate. I made it so that it feels like you're just kind of sitting at the bar with us, pulling up a chair and grabbing a cold one and just joining the conversation. So I hope everybody out there will check it out. Go to wptavern.com and just look around for Industry Night.
And everyone, keep yourself tuned in. There's lots coming in the future for the WordPress world. We've got 3.8 stuff coming soon, and who knows what else is headed our way.
2014 theme, which is a pretty image-intensive theme. Used to be very image-intensive, but I think they dialed that back a little bit with between the option of 3 to 6 featured posts in it. But you can go right now to WordPress.org and download 2014 and play around with it yourself. So a lot of cool stuff coming, definitely.
Excellent. Well, then that's all we've got. Let's head right into the meat and potatoes of the show. All right, and the first plugin I've got here today, this one is called WP Athletics. And I was tripping around and I found this plugin. It looked kind of interesting. It might be something my wife will be interested in, since she started out just jogging, then she started running 5Ks, and now she's doing marathons, and now she's gearing herself up for triathlons.
Wow.
So it's kind of like, I understand it's an addiction and it just keeps building for them, and they got to keep chasing that, you know, more and more stuff. So anyway, this might be an interesting one for you athletes out there that want to track your own stats, or if you have a club or group for tracking stats. It's a really well done plugin. All the default settings I noticed are geared toward runners, and it allows you to track different types of running and then compare your stats and allow you to compare them amongst your group. And it's well done. I like it. It checked out very well, and it might be interesting. You can add whatever additional categories you want to it. You can add different types of tracking to it. So all in all, it's a pretty robust plugin. It is relatively new, so it's probably got a way to grow, but I think it's going to be a nice one, and I'll probably stick it on my wife's website for her to track all of her different workouts in running, biking, and swimming. To see how it goes. So give it a check out. It's called WP Athletics, and I give it a 4 Dragon rating.
Very nice. I use this thing called Lose It. It's actually an app that does something like that. It basically tracks what you eat and your exercise as well. But this is a pretty cool solution for WordPress.
Yeah.
I've not quite seen one like this previously.
I hadn't seen something like this, and this is strictly designed towards tracking stats of whatever athletic program you're running.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, well, let's talk about a new plugin that recently came out called Social Contact Display. Now, we all talk about, there's plugins called Social Homes out there, you know, these basic things that give you all of the icons for Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and Google Plus and all that. And this plugin does that. But what it does that other plugins have lacked is it gives you about 10 or 15 different icon sets to choose from in both horizontal and vertical layout. So you can slap these up at the very top in the header section, you know, as small little icons, but then you can get full blown, you know, colored striped things to go on your sidebar too that are, you know, up and down, more of a vertical presentation. So this is pretty cool. And not only that, but it also puts your regular contact info in there. Like if you wanted to put a business name, address, phone number, what hours you're open. This is one plugin that does all of it, which is really cool. So Social Contact Display is the name. You know, I found it a little bit wonky in CSS, but it looked good. And it was okay for the themes that I tested it on. So I took 1 point away just for the fact that, you know, it's got a lot of cool icons, but they don't all look decent. Like I had some ghosting in one of them with one of my themes. But overall, really cool theme, or a really cool plugin with any theme you can use this with. So I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. I'm going to have to give that one a checkout. I've been looking for one that's more complete than the standard social one I've been using.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is it. And what's nice is, how we kind of did the plugin. How we had the ID and it would reference the old ID number of the plugin or the widget, and then you could kind of replicate it. I tried it on this too, and it worked.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next up, I have a plugin called Book a Place. This is one of those booking plugins where if you rent a room or you've got several rooms to rent, you can set up blocks of time that things are available. And it was one I was looking for something else, and I saw this, and I thought, well, let me give this a check out. I've got somebody that's been asking about this sort of feature for their site. So all in all, this is an okay plugin. It was kind of new. And the problems I ran into with this plugin is that when you create a booking, it allows you to create a booking in blocks of time, you know, 1 to 7 days, and then by month. It doesn't actually set them up by month. You just set up blocks, and you have to label each one. So it was a lot of work in it. And the other problem I found with it, and maybe I just didn't use it correctly or didn't understand it, but when you go to book it, if you're a user, end user on it, you have to book the entire block of time that's set up. So it wasn't very good for, say, you had something that rented 1 day a week and you wanted to have it all set up and they could pick the 1 day. If they picked one, they got them all. It was kind of limited. But it does have some promise, and because it's brand new, we can't condemn it entirely, but it's one you might check out. It could be useful for you, could not. It's called Book of Place, and I gave it a 3 dragon rating. So.
Very nice. I want to remember that if I had to book a room out in the condo here.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool. I have something else that's pretty cool, which is called Custom Users Info, or Custom Users Order, rather. I'm sorry. It's a pretty cool plugin that lets you go into your user area, and you can drag and drop the order in which you want your users to appear. Now, right now, the default is alphabetical, or you can actually do ID, I guess, to your user ID. But this way, it lets you drag and drop them. So you have to be careful with this, though, because if other users have access to the back end of your site, they're going to might, you know, they might want to play around with this, like the favorites on your phone to see who's at the top. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, I'm kidding about that. But, you know, of course, this is a pretty cool way to kind of make the user order hierarchical, whatever, in the way that you want to. I had to find something like this because I had a company in which we had to list the president first, and his name was like Wazowski or something like that. And that just wasn't going to happen, you know, just wasn't going to happen. So this thing just basically let me drag and drop. I pulled it around, put the vice president second, secretaries, you know, all the other people, and it worked great. So Custom Users Order is the name of the plugin, and I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Make sure everyone's ordered up in their proper rankings.
That's right.
All right, and the final one I've got here is just a simple, straightforward one, and it came about because I had a client who was just looking for a simple way to display their Pinterest boards on their website. And it's called Pinterest for WordPress. And it's a simple plugin that adds a widget that you can drop the widget in, and then you just go get your Pinterest username and the URLs to your boards, add that in, and it automatically displays the Pinterest URL board. And it allows you to adjust for image sizes so that they're not overblown from your sidebars or wherever you put it. So it's just pretty much straightforward. It was a simple plugin, and it worked for the most part with very little effort. And client liked it, so away it went. And it's called Pinterest for WordPress, and I gave it a 3 dragon rating.
All right. Yeah, there's a lot of cool Pinterest stuff coming out.
There's tons of it, and I'm getting more and more requests from people to integrate Pinterest into their WordPress website. So.
Cool. Well, if you want to integrate something else that's a web service into your website, I've got something called Pronamic Google Conversion. And this, quite simply, is a really easy way to integrate a Google conversion code or tracking code into WordPress just by using a short code. Pretty neat, because you can track things like newsletter signups, you know, when somebody makes a purchase at the end of a shopping cart or something like that, you can put it on the thank you page as a goal conversion. And then it really will help you kind of track it within Google and figure out what your goal setting is. You can start to look at your analytics traffic in a whole different way. You'll have to read up a little bit about Google conversion codes yourself before you implement this. It's not just kind of a lazy set it and forget it thing. You're really going to have to know what it is you're trying to mark. But just for example's sake, for those who aren't really familiar with it, just imagine the goal as kind of a flag that somebody holds up at the end when you know, when somebody does something like signs up to the newsletter or buys something. And basically what that flag tells you is when you can look at this collection of flags within Google Analytics and say, how did they get to this flag? What path did they take? Where are they from? What did they search? You know, what happens when the ideal customer comes through and makes that goal and that flag goes up? So this is a really smart way to do it. And anybody who's doing any kind of intense newsletter sign up or anything that's monetary related, they should really, really get into monitoring their Google conversions, especially if you're doing it for a client. This is kind of what separates, you know, the novices from the pros, is when you start to get into goal tracking and goal optimization and such. So try and use it. Very few people do. The ones that do definitely get the payout because of it. So I rated this particular plugin a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Can be very useful. All right, so some rambling last words. I wanted to bring an update for a plugin I reviewed a episode or so ago. The Error Fix plugin, the one that I left with a little bit of a limbo for a 4+ rating. Well, we'll have to move that rating to 5. It's been running on a couple of websites for about a week and a half now, and I decided to go back in there yesterday and take a look and see what was happening. Well, it actually returned some very nice fixes for errors that had been accumulating. And it was very simple. Click a button and it applied the error, rewrote the code, and fixed it for you. It was very smooth and very sweet. So I think as this thing grows, it's going to be a great way to help people fix the errors on their website that they might not even know exist.
Or clients, too.
Well, I don't want the clients to find them, because sometimes if it rewrites code, it could rewrite something that might not work. It could
happen. You're right.
Okay. Yeah, it's much easier that if I do it and something goes wrong, I know exactly what I just did.
That's true. So, hey, let me give you an update on a plugin that you reviewed that I tried.
Okay.
Space Boxes.
Oh, yes.
Now, you rated it a 3.
Right.
And I don't know if it was a recent update, because I just tried it a couple days ago, and I thought it was actually good. And I don't know, maybe did you try different variants in the short codes as far as like sizing?
No, I didn't play around with it that much. I played around with it a little bit.
Okay. So I think maybe you might want to look at it again and do some of those short codes with maybe some variants and image sizes and such. And it actually has kind of a way that you can do thumbnails with the captions underneath, and then you click it and a big light box comes up. And essentially, just let me rehash for everybody what this plugin did is you set up a WordPress gallery, and then this short code takes that WordPress gallery and kind of reconfigures it the way that you want it, not the way that WordPress stock spits it out.
Right.
So I thought it was really nice, and if I could rate it, I'd give it at least a 4, but John, maybe you'll take another look at it.
Oh, I'm certain I will. I'll probably come back to it when I need it next, but
yeah.
And it's good that we come back and we bring back some of these plugins we've rated and bring them up a little bit if we need to, or if the case ever presents itself, knock them back down a peg. But usually they get brought up higher.
Yep.
But I would say go check out Errorfix. If you've got something, go install it and let it run for a week on your site and see what happens.
Yeah, I'm going to, definitely.
All right, and that's all we got for you. And in this show, we covered, what did I cover? I forgot to write it all down, but WP Athletics, which I gave a 4. Pinterest for WordPress, which I gave a 3. And then Book a Place, which I gave a 3.
And I talked about social contact info, which lets you put not only your social networking links, but also regular contact info. Gave that one a 4. Custom users info, users order. Why do I keep saying info? Because I typed it that way. That's why. I gave that one a 4. And Pronamic Google conversion, which lets you track your goals. Remember about those flags and, you know, seeing your paths of where your customers and sign up people come from. Gave that one a 4 out of 5 as well.
All right. And last bit, a little commercial for you. Don't forget, if you're in need of good WordPress hosting that doesn't want to let you down, check out Green Geeks Hosting. It's some very good hosting, and you can save yourself $30 off their hosting packages by using the coupon code PLUGINS, PLUGINS. Save yourself $30 off Green Geeks Hosting. Check them out.
All right. Save 10% on all your replacement inkjet cartridges at 123inkjets.com. Use code PLUGIN123 at 123inkjets.com.
All right. And the usual reminders, don't forget to stop in at iTunes. Give us a review. We'd greatly appreciate it. If you listen to us on Blueberry, that'd be a great place too. We're also located on VOA. And if you're listening on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner.
All right. John, where can they contact us?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or for emergency support, go to wppro.ca/emergency, or drop me an email, john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at my site, marcuscouch.com, and I've rededicated myself to start blogging there at least a couple times a week about tech stuff, not necessarily WordPress stuff. Twitter is @MarcusCouch. You can find me at WP Tavern. writing the column, The Daily Plugin, and the new show, Industry Night, which comes out every Tuesday. Or check me out at WPR.FM. That's WordPress Radio.
And that's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye. All right.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha 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 ha!